Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is that Kirsty?
Who's this?
Hi, it's Francesca from INS Law calling about your Scottish redress application.
Oh, hiya. Oh,
It's now
sweet.
a better time to talk.
Do you know what? How long does it take?
Let me just double check what we covered last time. So I just need to go through all the compliance information and then take some short statements off you. So it take about 20, 30 minutes.
Right.
That okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, before we begin, would you be able to confirm your date of birth and postcode for me for data protection?
Yeah, it's 25/1, 25/1/1992. Sorry, I was texting my mum on the street phone and
Okay. Okay, and just your postcode when you get a chance as well.
it's G468RL.
Perfect, thank you. So I've just checked here as well. So we have your statements done from the first call that we did. So it'll
Yeah.
just be just to cover some compliance information, okay?
Yeah.
Two seconds. Okay, Fab.
So, do I have an application? Am I entitled or not?
Yes. So in the last call we did, so we put in your care settings. It was the foster home in Dundee, wasn't it? Yeah, and then we wrote up a couple statements for you. So that part's all done. So I just need to go through some further details with you, and then I'll send you the contracts then to sign if you're happy, and I'll send your application to redress, okay?
Yeah.
And so would I be able to get your mother and father's name, please?
Yeah, my mum's name's Lisa Marie Gibb, and it's Lisa with a Z.
Rita with a what, sorry?
No, it's Lisa
Oh,
with a
Lisa.
Z.
Yeah.
So it's Lisa Marie Gibb, but it's Lisa with a Z, like Liza.
So Liza, Lisa, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Marie
but it's
Gibb.
spelled, yeah, it's spelled Lisa, it's pronounced Lisa, but it's spelled Liza.
Yeah, and then Marie is IE.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your father?
Stuart Buse.
Did you want to spell that surname for me? Sorry.
BUISE.
And were you known by a different name whilst you were in care or before care?
Right, so I've been known by, so my dad's who my dad is, right? And then
Yeah.
obviously my mum put, like, so my mum's very young. My mum was 18 when she had me. She was in,
Yeah.
like, she just got money from redress. She got put to a paedophile forum. And
Yeah.
history just seems to be repeating itself with me. And then my daughter's now going through the same. So
Yeah.
it's just been horrible for all of
I
us.
know.
But now the family's getting back together, even though the social work came and disrupted the whole family. Now that we're all of age, we're all back in the same household. So it didn't matter how much they tried to split us up, they still wanted to be together. So what they
Yeah.
were doing was wrong.
No, I know. So, would you say that your mother was in care, wasn't she, when she had you? So,
Yeah.
on your birth certificate, is your surname Gibb, or would it be your father's surname?
No, it's not even my father's second name. It was a boyfriend at the time, and it's Andrews. And Gibbs, the name I went to school with. So that's what I'm, like, known
Okay.
as with the job centre and dentist and doctor.
Okay, so on your ID at the moment, 20 letters, it's Gibb, isn't it? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fab.
But on my birth
And,
certificate, it's Andrews.
okay, perfect. And would you be able to let me know the name of the GP surgery you're currently registered with?
Yeah, I'm registered with Thornley Bank Practice in Glasgow, Southside. she'd sing it.
And would you be able to spell the name of it for me? Sorry.
Dave, could you come pause that game or something? Oh no, you can't. Is that a live game? Does it matter then? Does it matter? Sorry, would you ask me again?
Just to spell the name of the surgery, if that's okay. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm just making sure I'm, like, saying
that's
it
okay. No worries.
It's T-H-O-R.
Yeah.
N-L-I-E.
Yeah.
Bank. One word.
Yeah.
Health Centre, Glasgow.
Thank you very much.
And it says it's 20 Kenneth Head Road.
Ah, yeah, perfect. Thank you. There we go. So the purpose of the call, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you. I'll explain your options, explain how INS Law operates. We'll discuss the funding and fees, and then we'll usually then gather the information to assess whether and how we can assist you, but we did that previously, so that's okay.
Okay.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme is to provide financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It's important that you know all of your options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply directly to the redress scheme by yourself without a solicitor. So they send you an application pack and then you gather all the evidence and fill it out. Or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So they're paid by the government for assisting you with the application. So under that scheme, the solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for helping you, regardless of whether you're successful or not. So
right.
INS Law doesn't operate under that scheme, so we don't claim any government-funded fees. So if you decide to if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement. So we're not paid by the government for assisting you.
Yeah, but
so,
who'd they get the £2,000 from? How would they do that then?
So the government pays them for helping you.
So the government pays the lawyers?
Yeah, so with that
it's
application, so they get paid £2,000 roughly for helping you, whether you win or lose the like with the application.
Oh,
and
right.
Then,
so it's not me that gets it.
No, so the solicitor gets £2,000 just for helping
right.
you.
Okay, okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and then some of them then also take the success fee. So with us, so. We operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And then if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on time spent and then a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped. So it's no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payment. So it works, I think, 19.2%. You'll never pay more than that agreed cap, okay? So there's no prior fees or anything like that. And also, would I just be able to confirm whether you've had any communication or instructed any other solicitor to act for you for an application to the redress scheme at all? No? Yes, no problem.
No.
So it's important as well, I make clear. Okay, fab. Also, regarding your application as well, just for an extra layer of security, would I be able to get a password from you? So if anyone then calls you regarding the redress scheme, and if you ask them for the password and they can't provide it, then you know it's not us.
Right.
Is that okay? So would I be able to get a password from you? So it could be anything.
Yes, man. I've got a new kitten. She's called Mona.
Mona?
Yeah, M-O-N-E. Because she doesn't shut up. she's a wee Mona. So it's just like, she didn't
makes
have
sense.
A name for a couple of days. She didn't have a couple of names for a couple of days. That just stuck.
Yeah, that name makes sense, and doesn't it? It's fitting. Yeah, so I can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the scheme operates on a discretionary basis. So I'll explain that in greater detail when we go through the types of applications, okay?
Yeah.
So if you decide to instruct us, what we assist with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the scheme, and then we gather and review all the evidence, we prepare and submit the application, we do all the corresponding with the redress scheme, and then we can advise you on any offers made and assist with any reconsideration or review processes within the scheme as well, so if you're unhappy with the outcome. So we'll also explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered and before you decide to accept anything. And it's important, so it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you're not expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences, okay? So if you decide to proceed, you also have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
I sure don't. They pay you, isn't it?
No, so only if you're successful, it's taken out of the redress payment. So there's no prior fees, so nothing comes out of your bank.
Is that the way that it works all the time?
Sorry?
Is that the way that it works all the time?
Majority, yeah. So with the application...
I thought you were redress.
No, so we're a law firm, so we communicate with
So basically, you're able to tell me after hearing what I've got to say whether I'm eligible for the redress or not.
Yeah, so we'll submit this application. So if you're happy and you sign the contracts then, and then we submit it to redress. If they come back to us and say, sorry, she's not eligible, or you are, we'll either then let you know and you won't have to pay anything if you're not eligible. And then if you are, then we'll take it further and then we'll gather then all of your records and we'll fill up then the full application pack for you. And then we'll book in a call with yourself then to do a witness statement. So it'll be similar to the statement we did in the first call, but just with more focused questions. So just a bit more detail. And then it goes to a panel then that decide the outcome of it all.
I will have been to plenty of those.
Oh, is that sorry?
I've been to plenty of those. I've been to plenty of those.
Oh, yeah. So you won't have to meet with redress in person or anything at all. So we'll provide everything to them. We do all the communication on your behalf. So it'll just be the witness statement and everything else we do.
Yeah.
And just so we're able to formally act for you as well, we'll need proof of identity for verification purposes. So do you have any photographic ID at all?
No, I've got a bus pass.
No. So in regards to that, so that's okay. So we'd need a driving license, passport or birth certificate. But if not, we can do three letters instead. So proof of address letters, as long as they're dated within 3 months. So
I've
any
got
type
a
of
agreement.
Yeah, so any letter that's been sent to you in the last 3 months, as long as it has your full name, current address and the date on it. So we can take three of those.
Yeah, my girlfriend, she did this, so I know what to do, kinda.
Yeah, okay, fab. Yeah. So you can send those to us on WhatsApp or email. So I'll send you the email as well regarding it, so you can respond to that. Or you can send them on WhatsApp, whatever's easiest for you. So we've just a couple more questions, and then we'll go through the types of applications, and then I can get the contract sent over to you then, okay? So have you received any relevant payments before? So any criminal injuries compensation authority, any advanced payment scheme payments, court settlements, anything relating to the abuse?
No, nothing.
No. And do you have any criminal convictions at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. So are they for any relevant violent or sexual offences?
No.
No?
Okay. Wait a minute, because every case that I've been up to has been admonished, actually, so I don't have any criminal convictions yet.
What was that, sorry?
I don't have any yet, actually.
No? Okay. Fab. And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
No.
No? And with your application as well, you're able to nominate a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you, we'd get in contact with them and they would take over your application. So would you like to add one? Yeah?
No.
No? That's okay.
No.
If you change your mind, you can always do this at a later date anyway, okay? Okay, so the next part now. So there's two types of applications that can be pursued under the redress scheme. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided then by a closed panel dependent on the level. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and with everything that you shared with me in the previous call, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed one for you. Is that okay? Yeah. So like I said before, so you won't be required to attend any meetings with the redress scheme in person or anything. So we'll provide the witness statement on your behalf to the scheme, okay? So everything now that we've built up. So the next step now is for me to send you the contracts over, okay? So it'll contain a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and a letter of authority. So that's everything that I've shared with you today. And the letter of authority then is what gives us permission to access records on your behalf. And then it'll also contain then a part one and a part two. So that will be all of the information that you've shared with myself about your time in care and other details, okay? So you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed, but if you'd like, I can stay on the phone with you and assist you with going over the contracts if you have any problems with signing them, just to let you know how it works. Would you like me to?
No, it's
No? So I've just sent those over to you now, so they'll come through to you via email and text message. So just a couple tips. So when you open the link, so there'll
Yeah,
be.
I heard that coming through.
Yes, that come through?
I heard that in the headphones.
Yeah.
I need to do that now?
So you can do it. So at some point today, that would be great. I finish at 5, so
I'll
I'm going to
finish
get it.
today, but I'm not
Yeah.
doing it now.
No, that's okay. So regarding the contract, so just a couple tips. So there's a yellow like box on button on the bottom of the screen that says fields required, and if you click on that, it'll take you to each of the pages that need a signature, save you having to scroll back and forth to find them. And it'll be like a tap to sign box that you click in, and then you can either draw your signature or you can type it. And then once you've done that, I think there's about four of them, you scroll all the way down to the very, very bottom, and then there'll be a little tick box that says, I verify my signature is authentic. And then you click that little tick box, and then you should be able to press submit. And then once that's done, then they'll get sent over to me straight away. And then regarding the letters, so just to confirm, the email I have on file for you is gib.kirsty@dr.com. Yeah, is that right? Okay, fab. So I've sent you the email then regarding the letters. You can either respond to that email or send them on WhatsApp, whatever's easiest for you, okay? But that's everything today. Would you have any questions for me at all?
No.
No? Okay, fab. So I'll keep an eye out for those documents signed today, and then I can get your application sent over to redress. But if you have any
Yeah.
problems or anything like that, you're more than welcome to give me a call, okay?
Yeah, but do you think that my application's worth sending over?
Yeah, definitely.
Right, okay.
Thing is, so as this part is complete already, so the worst case scenario is
Would
that they
you
just come
send
back
it
to say
over
no.
if you didn't think I was entitled?
No, I wouldn't.
Right, okay.
So from the first call, that's when we usually discuss eligibility. So I would have said, oh, I don't think so, but we can give it a shot if you'd like. But with this one, I'd like to give it a go.
Right, okay, thank
But
you.
that's okay. And worst case, they come back and say no. But as it's already completed, it's okay. And then, even then, if we do gather all your records and everything like that and redress decide, we can then give you all of the records and all the evidence that we found. And then you can maybe do another, you can do a civil claim then. Yeah, so we'll do everything we can to help you. But I definitely think it's worth sending off, okay?
Definitely.
Okay, so as what I'll do, so I'll keep an eye out for those contracts, and then I'll get it sent to redress, and just give me a message or a call if you have any problems, okay?
Right, okay, thank
That's
you.
fab. Well, thank you very much. Take care,
Right,
okay?
okay,
Bye-bye.
bye-bye.